All right, time is yours, and it's presented by Budweiser. Join John and I as we broadcast tomorrow from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia for Philly's opening day game. It's an away game, and it's starting our show tomorrow at 10 o'clock, of course. Starting at noon, there's going to be some appearances. Fanatic, Mickey Morandini, and others. So a wonderful day we look forward to having tomorrow, getting ready for opening day and doing it at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, presented by Bud Light. All right, let's hit it with a Wednesday edition of Time's Yours.
Hey, Rasheem in North Philly, you fraud. How about you lay off John Ritchie about staying with football and you stick to your dog takes about Foles being better than Wentz? You're the worst caller I've ever heard, you moron. Time's yours.
Yeah, it's a little strong. Come on.
A little strong.
You know, Rasheem's a good dude. He's a great caller. He had a bad moment.
Time's theirs.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, though. You know, that was a little strong.
Well, there's more.
Hey, Rasheem, leave Richie alone. He's my fullback. Okay? Why don't you stick to something other than calling the radio station every single day, every single show, with stuff that you Googled, that you put down into a piece of paper, and decide to make it sound like you're an expert when it comes to sports. Stop it.
Wow. Calling out the preparation process for a phone call. He's also saying, Dad, that's my fullback.
That's my fullback, damn man. You want to talk about my fullback?
I don't know how to do a crying imitation of T.O.
That was close.
It wasn't very good. That's my fullback.
Hey, Rasheem in North Philly. John Ritchie needs to stick to football. Maybe you need to stick to trolling on the internet. Because nobody likes your phone calls.
Wow. Come on now.
I do. I mean,
I did too.
Yeah. Hey, could you cut Joe's impression of Terrell?
Yeah, we'll have to.
Come on. That ain't fair. I mean, I'm trying to stick up for you, Richie. That's not right.
I did get a good Joe drop from today that we haven't had a chance to play yet.
Really?
Yeah, and you never say this. It was very exciting.
I said something today?
Oh, yeah. You ready?
Yeah. I was wrong. Yeah.
Think about the versatility of that
drop.
Well,
yeah, true. But here's the problem. I was wrong to say it because obviously I wasn't wrong.
I know. You made a mistake. That was your fault. Well, and I caught you.
Well, wasn't I talking about something, John? I was saying that John should say I was wrong.
No. You said about your take.
No, I can tell you exactly
what it was. It was about the whole, I'm going to still feel pain from the sub before. You're like, I was wrong about that.
It sounds very sincere. Could we hear it one last time?
I was wrong.
Yeah, the intonation. It was
not really happy. Not happy about
heartfelt.
That. Oh, no.
Hey, guys. That's Joel calling in. I want to say I heard that last caller. Don't know what the hell he's talking about, insulting John Ritchie. John, just because you're a pro in one sport doesn't mean you don't know anything about other sports. I think that guy should stick to watching TV and just shutting his mouth because he obviously is spewing more out of his mouth than what comes out of his butt.
Wow.
Time's yours, gentlemen. Have a great day. I don't have too much to say today.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Joel.
Joe going after you.
I'm so proud that Joel's a fan of the show so much that he calls Time's Yours.
It's awesome. Plus, we get to see Joel tonight again, 5.5 hours, another Sixers game.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Joe's shirt. I can't wait till Easter comes and goes and the springtime is over so I can go back into the closet and not have to worry about any of these stains of mustard, mayonnaise, or whatever other substance Joe is putting on his food. So Easter and the spring can come and go quick enough, and then I'll be back to normal and Joe will be wearing some other type of garb. Time's yours.
You know, John, I don't know if
your shirt's right. Well, your shirt is not safe after Easter. You're not a pastel wearer only before the holiday.
Yeah. I will tell you, I honestly did not know that I had stains on that shirt. I really didn't.
Gabe Kapler did.
He picked it right up. That's a piece of audio, Seltzer. I think you're going to have to isolate that audio as well.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea. I really didn't.
Show the camera. No one likes you. You don't care. You're the hammer, freaking hammer, you wear it loose, you're the man, but you must come back to the future, just like Marty McFly, cause you're missing some great movies where the actors are still alive. You turned down 16 pretty women and Cindy Webster, so your Valentine was in the bathtub playing.
pretty good. That's a pretty damn good call.
That was a good call, man.
Yeah, it was.
When he did the watching movies with actors that are still alive, I actually actually gasped out loud when I was recording the call. It was really funny.
That is.
You know, normally calling in, I'm usually pretty embarrassed with things that Joe to camera says, but just listening to that interview with Gabe Kapler and John Ritchie, I swear it sounded like John was going to ask him to the prom or, you know, ask him if he'd go steady with him. It was really, it got creepy there. Well, what's your favorite music? Oh, my God. The camera, I actually have respect for you, man. Keep those coffee stains. I respect that.
Thank you, sir. Well, and they're not coffee. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what the stain is. I don't drink coffee, so it's not a coffee stain. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, Richie's got a bromance with Gabe Kapler. There's no doubt.
Well, the camera.
It's one-sided. I mean, I am a big fan of Gabe Kapler.
An infatuation.
It's not a bromance because that requires two.
But I think Kapler, I think he respects you. Like, there's the athlete-to-athlete thing. John gets the respect from the athletes that I don't get because he's an athlete. You know, I can understand that.
Joe to camera. It's me again. I'm coming for you Friday. Going to smash you and that rubber ducky of yours.
Well, who are you?
It's Nick. You know who that is.
Huh? Who is
it? It's Nick. Nick's coming for you.
Oh, Nick. Yeah, good old Nick. So, James, are we going to have the same, not that you ever tell me in advance, because, of course, you don't, but same category this week since it's
I'll give you a Joe to camera.
A rematch?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Is it going to be things before 2011?
It's going to be zoology
and
organic chemistry.
In How I Met Your Mother, Marshall gets 5 free slaps to use whenever he wants. I think if Joe's not going to do the Oklahoma drill, Jimmy should get 1 free tackle, and he can deck Joe whenever he wants and when Joe least expects it. Time's yours.
They got to watch that around here. Richie did that to Seltzer one time, and it caused the Seltzer injury. And it wasn't even a tackle. It was just a trip.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And Richie, Seltzer was salty. He was actually legitimately salty.
He should have been. I mean, he almost went down.
Nice save by myself.
James, what'd you hurt? Your hamstring?
Yeah. I had to do this really athletic move to not fall on my face. So that was fun.
Yeah, he calls it really athletic.
Richie called it athletic.
Less so.
It was athletic. I was sort of describing the perfect trip. It's a double trip that I invented. And I did it on Jimmy.
Yeah,
I feel
did.
Guilty.
Guys, I just have to get this off my chest. We won the f***ing Super Bowl! Oh, my God, we did it! It's definitely not fading yet! Go Birds! C-A-T-L-E-S, Super Bowl champion Eagles, Dodgers.
Absolutely phenomenal. And with that, we say thank you, sir, and shut it down.